Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Kevin Dyson joins us.
Hey, fellas, it's hot.
How we doing?
Yes, it is.
It's going to be blazing out here today. But I look to have fun, and glad I get to come out again. I think I've played in four or five of these, and I think this is the seventh one, so I'm excited to be a part of it.
Dice is very jealous of Vince Neil's ring. We told him about the Lakers championship ring. He's a huge Lakers fan.
What year was that?
2001.
Yes.
Yeah. Just thinking, like, the size of the ring.
Yeah.
Since 2001, I just saw the Eagles ring, right, debuted yesterday or whatever. It's like twice the size of that ring. It's a very nice ring, and the rings are unwearable now. It's like a finger trophy.
Oh, yeah. It's like having an iPad on your finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm a diehard Lakers fan, been since I was knee-high to a duck, and, you know, that's about the only franchise I argue about. You know, I don't argue about NFL anymore. I don't, you know.
Is LeBron going there?
I hope so, as a Lakers fan. I hope PG and Kawhi Leonard come, too.
Do you, as an NBA fan, do you want him to stay in Cleveland or no? I was split on this because I want him to go somewhere else because I'm tired of the same old storyline. But I also, I hated on him whenever he went to Miami.
Right.
The first time. So I'm very two-faced when I say that.
And I kind of got that same sentiment. There's some loyalty that you have as a franchise, to a franchise and to a city. But at the same time, business is business. Yeah. And you got to go ahead and you want to win a championship. If the franchise you feel like is not seemingly going in that direction, as a player, what other options do you have to maybe go somewhere where you feel like they are?
I'm glad you're with us because Paul and I were discussing wide receivers on this Titans roster a bit earlier. And there are two key pieces to this new Matt LaFleur offense at wide receiver who are going into year number two, Corey Davis and Taywan Taylor. Mm. Speak from your experience of after the rookie season, the first true offseason that you have, and the importance of them making the most of this new offense transition for not just them individually, but as that offense wants to go and move down the field.
Yeah. Well, first of all, physically, I'll start there. Physically, you get a better understanding of what the NFL season entails. You understand the longevity of the season. You understand how to protect your body a little bit more, how to approach practice, how to turn it on, turn it off. And I say that gingerly. I don't mean like when Randy Moss said, like, I play when I want to play. But there is a time where I know I'm going 100% because I need to get this timing, as opposed to, okay, this is what it is. But that's the physical aspect of it. But the mental aspect of it is probably the biggest difference. I think you understand a lot more. You start understanding schemes a lot more. You understand how to get yourself open a lot more. You understand the in and outs, the intricacies. I can't get that word, Paul. Yeah. I still can't get it out.
Help intricacies.
Out. Thank you. Intricacies. I still can't get it out.
All right, we'll skip it.
Skip it. Thank you. Of playing offensive football in the National Football League, that is probably the biggest difference, man. I think mentally, that is the biggest game that I had from year one and year two. My rookie year, I missed a few games early because of injury.
So did Davis.
And then I played late, started late season. And about November, December, I started getting a second win. So the last four or five games of the year, I was feeling like I was coming back around. And I was ready for the season to continue, and then when the season ended. So I couldn't wait to get to the next season. And you can kind of see that same kind of energy from Davis as he got into the playoffs. He started finding his groove a little bit. And again, injuries and legs, and to your legs, that has a lot to do, a lot more than you want to believe, and him going into that off season. And so I'm excited for both young guys. I think they're going to have a somewhat of a breakout year. How that looks, that depends. You know, I know we got a defensive-minded coach. Are they going to be throwing the ball around field? Well, that remains to be seen. But I think you're going to see some big games by both young gentlemen.
Did you turn your head? Did you think twice when you heard that T.O. wasn't going to be at the Hall of Fame induction?
You know, as a receiver, I just talked to Sterling Sharp about this this past Monday, and we were having a conversation. There was a few of us sitting at a table, and you know, the sentiment was he needs to go. But we understand. However, this, from my perspective, this was an opportunity for him to flip the narrative, to change the narrative. Now that he continued the narrative, what he perceived the media to say about him, he not only did he do that, he added fuel to the fire. You know, and instead of being able to get up there and change the narrative, especially in his speech, and say something to the effect of, you know, I was hated on, the media didn't like me, or whatever, you had to flip that media and show them something, a different side of you. He did. He's missing out on that opportunity, and I hope he changes his mind, because those that have been around T.O. outside of the lines on the football field know a different side, and I'd be interested for people to actually get to see that.
What's your worst injury at a non-contact practice?
Yes. Well,
was it a training camp practice or was it a summer practice?
It was actually my knee was at right before we played the Steelers, so it was a season. It was a Wednesday after we came back from
a kickoff drill. Maybe?
No, it was a play. We were working on a blitz. They do the safety blitz and rotate the safety from the opposite end of the field. Perry Phoenix kept going, and I kept going, and my foot stayed, and body went the other way.
I was just thinking of you this week because we had a little bit of the debate. We were talking about Taylor Lewan and whether you like his stance or not. One reason not to be there is because you're not risking any injury before you get that deal. And some people are saying, well, you're not going to get hurt at a non-contact practice. And I said, well, ask Kevin Dyson about that.
And I had one of those, actually, Carolina. I tore my Achilles. It is kind of the same thing. You know, what players get the bad name, bad rap, because their only bargaining tool they have is their bodies, is their selves, is their play, is their ability to go out there and perform. And owners and franchises, they don't necessarily have to worry about that, other than they have to worry about what you do, what your performance level, and are you performing at the level to warrant giving you this money. And so, you know, I understand where Taylor's at, where he's at. He's on his rookie contract. He's a Pro Bowl. He's one of the best tackles at his position in the National Football League, and he wants to get his worth. And that's the only bargaining tool he has. Now, that's coming from a player's perspective, of course.
It makes sense.
Yeah, and that's the only bargaining tool he has. And you, what can I use as a bargaining tool? I had to use my tools at my disposal to get what I feel I'm worth, and that's what he has, is his body and his presence in that locker room and on that field.
Kevin Dyson has been our guest. He's playing today in the Drive for Dinger Celebrity Golf Tournament, and you can catch him this fall, of course, on Titans Radio pre- and post-game on 104.5 The Zone. Great to see you, man.
Man, I appreciate it. So I can get that word out, man.
That's all right. Hit him straight.
Yeah, I hit him straight into the woods, trees, the pond, wherever else is out here.
Get some waters, man. You're going to need them today.
I appreciate y'all, man.